The question was asked, is one really obligated to know with definitive clarity that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, stood us at Sinai, gave us the Torah? So we mentioned that there is a realm of what needs to be known and what is believed, what is emunah, I don't like the word believed, and what still requires further growth and understanding. I purposely stressed the word ladat when we learned it, because in Maimonides, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam writes his first mitzvah, so the translator translated it as leha'amin, sheyesh shem eloka, to believe that there is a potent being, a God who created it all. And about a few decades ago, one of the Yemenites pointed out that the Arabic word that's there is really leida, to know. It's not leha'amin, he claimed it's a mistranslation. And if you look closely, Maimonides in the Yad HaChazaka, Maimonides, when he writes the laws, not when he's summarizing the mitzvos, there he wrote it in Hebrew, and there he writes leida, to know. And the Torah, that's not being translated, the Torah and its original text, says, V'yadata hayom v'ashevota levavecha, you will know. And the Torah says in Vayitchanan, v'ata ho'eta lada'at. So that's why there is a realm where a person has to develop his understanding to the point where he knows. It's not easy, it's a process. Da et Elokei avicha. The prophet says, know the God of your fathers. Not simple. Remember that the word de'a in Tanakh means to connect, right? Adam knew Eve, his wife. So there is an element of connecting, there is an element of knowledge, and it's a process. As we pointed out in the Rambam speaks about heichi haderech, what is the path to understand, to know. It's a path. It's not a, I got it. That's it. 1 + 1 = 2. I got it. You're not going to get me on that one. It's a path. It's a process. And not every part of it falls under that heading of lada'at. The Kuzari clearly writes that when we speak about the revelation at Sinai, we don't know all the details. There are parts of the story that we do not know. You don't know what happened every second of the day, and there are parts of the Torah which you don't know exactly how to translate what happened there. Hashem appears with the thickness of a cloud. What does that mean? And there's tremendous noise. What does that mean? So there are parts of the story where you read it and you say, what are they telling me? What's Hashem telling me by saying this? And you have this interpretation and that interpretation. So when we say to know, we're not talking about everything. We're saying there's a certain amount that you should know. It shouldn't be based on faith. It shouldn't be lacking clarity. You should know. Then you come to the realm of emunah, which people translate as belief. I think it's a different word than belief. And that deserves a class on its own. I want to conclude with a quote from the Chazon Ish. I hope I'm getting it right. The Chazon Ish wrote a work, Emunah U'Bitachon. And in the opening sentence of that book, he writes, Ha'emunah hitchuna daka midakuyot ha'nefesh. Emunah is one of those gentle characteristics of the soul. What does that mean? It's something which the Chazon Ish says is gentle, and maybe gentle isn't the right translation. It's sensitive. It's a sensitivity which one can have or one can overlook. It's a sensitivity which one can develop or one can choose to ignore. And as the Chazon Ish continues to write in that very first paragraph, when a person chooses to focus on the physical world, part of what he's doing is he's ignoring that sensitivity. And I find it so beautiful that he calls it a sensitivity. And the Chazon Ish himself writes, and this to me was an earth-shattering moment when I read this Chazon Ish for the first time. He writes that a person spends his life yearning for a level of clarity that will ease his soul. Meaning there are areas where you search and you feel like I got it, but I don't got it. And I want to have it. And the Chazon Ish says a person sometimes feels like all of life isn't worth living if I can't understand the essence of truth of what's behind it all. So when I read the Chazon Ish, I felt, boy, great, if he could say that, I could live. Until I read the Chazon Ish, I was always bothered. Why can't I get better clarity? Why do I have it this far, but I always feel like there are things that I don't have clear? Then I read the Chazon Ish says that sometimes a person feels yearning. If he thinks about it, he says, it's as though I'd give up everything in life. Just give me clarity. What's everything worth if I don't understand the essence of it all? So I think that's a very important Chazon Ish about emunah. So there's a realm where we should attain a certain level of clarity, what's called ladat, to know that Hashem runs the world. There's a realm where we should develop that sensitivity of emunah. And there's also that realm where we say, I wish I had it better. I don't have everything down pat. I wish I had greater clarity. And you see that even Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning for more, whatever that means.